Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
Got to have a Jones for this, Jones for that. This running with the Joneses, boy, just ain't where it's at.
It is 7:38. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Thank you for joining us this morning. We're live in the Rowe Auto Group, Westbrook Auburn Studios. You can find out more by going to Rowe's website, RowAutoGroup.com. Bob Bukowski's in the house. Got a book signing on June 15th.
June 29th.
It's all on our website, WLOBRadio.com. And Geppetto is back, or he was renamed this morning, Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil.
It's not bad. A James Bond villain. Well done. Geppetto or Roy Lederson, either one. He's the guy that pulls the strings.
He's not a James Bond villain, by the way. He's an Austin Powers villain.
Claude is at the United States Naval Academy, and he texted me from there this morning and said, James Bond villain. I'm not arguing with the guy.
All right, well, that's just Naval Academy. I don't know, Naval Academy. I'm not doing it.
Can't go there. No, can't Wouldn't be prudent.
But remember, he's also from Lewiston, so he loses some credits right out of the gate for that. But now, having said that, and having known his mother very well, who is literally one of the best people I've ever met in my entire life, Georgette, so he gets points for that. So he's even again.
So it still comes back. All right.
Hey, Roy, you know what she was? She was a pro-life Democrat.
Oh, listen, I could tell you Georgette Barrabee stories. You have some on the phone, but
we do.
I'll tell you later.
All right. So we're going to go to Liz Harrington. She is the Republican National Committee national spokesperson. Good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning.
We appreciate you joining us this morning. Let's start right here in Maine, if we would. The Electoral College and what the legislature is attempting to do by joining a national compact that would give away control of the Maine electoral votes, take it from the Maine people, and give it to New Jersey and some other doggone place like that.
Yeah, that's right. I think what we're saying is Democrats are still upset that they lost an election in 2016, and they're trying to take it out on the rest of the country. And you see that right there in Maine with this misguided legislation that really is also what the 2020 mainstream Democratic candidates are calling for, which is abolishing the Electoral College, which is one of our foundational institutions. It's what makes America unique, is that we have 50 unique states that can be parts of exercises of democracy, that we can try different things, and each state has a voice in our national elections. And so what this bill would do is take away your voice to the national popular vote winner, which is basically giving your vote away to New York and California.
Right. Yeah, it's such a terrible idea. And what drives me most crazy about it is the cowardly approach they have taken. If they want to go to a national popular vote, there's a way to do that. It's called amending the Constitution. But they aren't doing that. And Liz, you know, Roy, you know better than anybody. How many campaigns have you run?
Yeah.
If you're running an Electoral College campaign, that's one strategy. If you're running a national popular vote strategy, that's a whole different ball game. And so this is a cowardly act on their part. There's just no getting around it. They're not willing to do the work. But when have liberal Democrats ever been willing to do the work?
Right, and that's exactly right. If you want to change the Constitution, amend the Constitution, you need a lot of support nationwide. You have to go through the amendment process, and that's not what these states are doing, led by Democrat legislators.
How can they do it? I don't even understand it. How can they even do this?
It would have to go through the courts. I don't think it's constitutional.
Well, we have to vote on it.
It's a Democratic radical leftist movement, grassroots movement that has gone through state by state that are led by Democratic governors to get them to change their state laws to try to overthrow the Electoral College. It's really an affront to our core institutions.
I mean, there may be some way they could get away with this because, as you know, there's wide latitude about how the electors are instructed by the states. But because this is a multi-state compact that strips our control, we will not control the outcome of our own votes. I think that's where this becomes unconstitutional. But I was looking at it the other day. Have you guys taken a look, Liz, have you taken a look at the states that have been passing this? The states that have been passing this also have largely been passing the legalization of recreational marijuana. So it makes me wonder if they're all sitting in the back room going, oh, man, what else can we do to screw up the country? What's another good idea?
But we need to ask, where's Jared Golden on this? Because he represents the 2nd District. The 2nd District gave one electoral vote to Donald Trump in 2016. Because Maine has a unique system, it's able to give its electoral votes to the person that actually won them and represent the voters actually in the different districts. And so he's dodging on this. He's not saying where he stands. He's deferring to others. Well, he needs to speak up for his congressional district because a lot of them supported the president in 2016, and I expect they will again in 2020.
I could not agree with you more. But look, he is a byproduct of one of these hippy-dippy schemes called ranked choice voting. So most likely he's okay with giving away our votes. He was elected to Congress not by a majority of the voters, but by a majority of what was left in this hippy-dippy scheme.
Right. Yeah, that's right. It's unfortunate, and I think Maine needs to really be upset about it because they're trying to take your voice and give it to New York and California.
Well, you know what's so interesting?
Not the way our system was set up.
And you look at the system, like look at New York and California. You know what people in Northern California and Northern New York have in common? They both would like to leave.
Absolutely.
Because of that same mentality. Do you know what I mean? They don't
essentially
a few counties in those states run everything and shut and silence everybody else. So if you want to see what it looks like, look at all the people in California that want out.
Right. You know. No, it's right. It's liberalism corrupts. You have far left radical policies that they try to push on the rest of us and the rest of the country after they fail in their own states. And I see it here in D.C. as well. We had 92% voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. That's not diverse. That's not representative of the rest of the country. And it's the same in some of these counties in New York and California, which is all these big cities would be deciding for the rest of the country. And that's never what the founders intended. That's never what our system was supposed to be about. It was supposed to be have every different region, diverse region, whether it's rural or more populated. They were all supposed to have a voice, and that's why our Electoral College is so important.
Yeah, I mean, they've shown disdain for what they call the flyover country, the hardworking people of the Midwest. They don't like rural people because they're typically more conservative than urban people. And this is just another way to try to control rural people. And it's a bad idea. And, you know, Maine is largely, other than the center of Portland, which is the most liberal place this side of Berkeley, California, the rest of the state is a rural state, and that's evidenced by the fact that the 2nd District went to Donald Trump.
Yeah,
absolutely, and that's, again, what makes these states and our country so great. Not everyone thinks the same. We have freedom of expression and freedom of thought and freedom of political expression as well, and they want to just make it all uniform and make it all the radical the way the cities are run. And the American people rejected that in 2016. I think that's why you see these extreme measures from the Democrats, because they never saw it coming. They don't know how to handle it. Still, all these years later, they're fixated on a collusion hoax to try to explain away that victory. And that's why you see all these candidates adopting these really radical positions, because they don't get it. They don't understand the reasons why they lost in 2016. I don't think they ever will, and I think that's why they're headed for another defeat in 2020.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. We're talking with Liz Harrington. She is the Republican National Committee National Spokesperson. Appreciate you joining us this morning. I think you're absolutely right about that. You know, this movement with the Electoral College really ties into how the quote-unquote elites of the liberal party in this country look at the rest of the country. Look at people who work with their hands. You know, they look down on tradespeople. They say everybody's got to go to college and rack up $200,000 in college debt for a basket weaving degree instead of promoting the trades. We need tradesmen. They're valuable in our society. We can't function without them. But they look down on people who work with their hands. They look down on the farmers. They look at these people as people they should be managing. And this Electoral College move is really part of that thinking.
Yes, absolutely right. They view it as a collective, the unwashed masses, and they want nothing to do with them. And it reminds me of one of the text messages, actually, from Peter Strzok to Lisa Page, who derided Trump voters as smelly Walmart people in Walmart. And it is absolute disdain for Americans. And it really makes you sick when you hear what they actually think about you. And these are the elites that think they get a little bit of power, and it corrupts them, and they look down on the rest of us. And it's really just a different worldview. And the Democrats have, sadly, especially the 2020 Democrats, have all adopted this collectivist view. They don't view the American individual as something special or unique or that should be free. They believe that that's one collective unit, and how can we manage that, and how can we pay for this, and how can we give them the free, quote-unquote, free college?
You know,
and the free,
you know what
healthcare
we should do?
And it's all about government control, because they don't care about individual spirit, individual entrepreneurial spirit as well. They care about government control and power.
You know, I just had a good idea. I think I can support this. But first, what I'd like to do is, let's make the Democratic primary an electoral college experiment. You guys can pick your person through the electoral college system. So you take all your primaries, and then you add up the votes in the end, and that's who wins.
Good idea.
You guys, if you're so supportive of that, you have 20 candidates. They're all going to get votes. And at the end of the voting, you just simply tally the winner and hand it to them, regardless of the states. It doesn't make sense. I mean, start with your own damn party.
Right. That's
exactly. And then they would change the entire primary system. They wouldn't go to Iowa. They wouldn't go to New Hampshire.
They wouldn't go to South Carolina.
Any of these states. They'd go to New York and California.
That's right.
I can support this if the Democrats do their primary this way.
It's always do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. Right. Liz, that's why we love Roy. We call him Geppetto because he's always pulling the political strings around here. And now you've seen why.
Yep,
so we're going to support it. I think we go forward now saying we want to try it. Experiment.
If they'll lead by example,
I can get behind it. Yeah.
Liz, I know you've got to run, and we do as well. Liz Harrington, Republican National Committee, National Spokesperson. Thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
We've got to run. We'll be right back at 7:50.
WLOB FM and AM headlines. Portland Public Schools are warning parents about several cases of whooping cough. Officials confirmed 3 cases of pertussis in the district. School nurses will continue to monitor the situation.